Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Wednesday, March 21st, 2018, and we are here at United Orthodox Synagogues for our weekly lunch and learn. And everyone is invited to take one of these.
Barry Gelman is live now.
And we will begin by opening our Chumashim to Parshat Tzav. Which is on page 568. And we're going to actually jump to where are we? We are going to jump to Perek Chet, chapter 8, verse 37. So that is on page 586, at the very last pasuk of the parsha is what we are going to be focusing on today. 586, and this section is dealing with the Kohanim, who sort of take on their official duties now in the Mishkan. And if we We're actually going to start with verse Lamed Aleph, Pasuk 31.
That's 584.
Okay, page 584. With a directive from Moshe to Aaron. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron v'el banav. God, Moshe said to Aaron and his sons, Bashlua tabasar petach ohel moed visham tochlu oto. Cook the flesh at the entrance of the tent of the meeting, and there you shall eat it. V'yatalechem asher b'sal hamiluim kasher tziviti, and the bread that is in the basket of the inauguration offerings, as I have commanded. Lemor tziviti lemor aron uvanav yochluhu. Aaron and his son shall eat it. V'notera basar b'lechem ba'esh tusrofu, and whatever is left over of the flesh and of the bread, you shall burn in the fire. Mipetach ohel moed lo teitzu shivat yamim. You shall not leave the entrance of the tent of meeting for 7 days. Ad yom melot yamei miluechem, until the day when your days of inauguration are completed. Ki shivat yamim imalei et yedchem. For you shall be inaugurated for a 7 day period. Kasher asah bayom ahu tziva Hashem lasot lechaper aleichem. As he did on this day, so Hashem had commanded to be done, to provide atonement for you. Upetach ohel moed teshvu yomam v'alayla. At the entrance of the tent of meeting, you shall dwell day and night for a 7 day period. Ushmartem et mishmeret Hashem v'lo tamutu kichin tzuveti, and you shall protect Hashem's charge, so you shall not die, for so I have commanded. And now we get to the pasuk that we are going to focus on. Vayas Aaron uvanav et kol hadivrim asher tziva Hashem biyad Moshe. Aaron and his sons carried out all the matters that Hashem commanded through Moshe. Okay. That pasuk seems very innocuous, right? Seems like very straightforward. What's the problem? What's wrong, right? What's the why would we have any problem with this pasuk? In fact, Rashi on the pasuk says not only is it not a problematic pasuk, but it's a complementary verse. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi is in the section towards the bottom of the page, in the left column, where it says in parentheses, Lamed Hey, because that's the pasuk that we're, I'm sorry, Lamed Vav, the last Rashi on page 586, the very last Rashi on the left side of the Rashi column, Lamed Vav, Vayas Aharon Uvanav. Everyone see it? Anyone not have it? 586, the last Rashi.
Oh, I
Vayas Aharon Uvanav. Lahagid Shvachan. This pasuk is simply there to praise Aaron. Shelo hitu yamin usmol. That Aaron did not drift, did not go to the right or the left. He did exactly what he was told to do. And if you the various commentaries on Rashi similarly note that this pasuk is there simply to tell us what these words mean in lots of different contexts, and I'll give you a couple of examples in a minute, that this that these psukim are there to tell us that whenever the Torah says vayas, etc., etc., et kol hadivarim, it's a pasuk to tell us that despite the the person listened to all the rules, just like we said. So I'll give you an example. One of the commentaries on Rashi says as follows. They did not deviate, right? This is Rashi. Rashi says, Lohitu, Shelohitu, they did not deviate. So the Siftei Chachamim, who was a commentary on Rashi, it's a commentary on a commentary. It's what we call a super commentary, right? He's commenting on Rashi. You have the Pasuk, Rashi, and then have Siftei Chachamim. He says, why does Scripture write, Aaron and his sons fulfilled? It is obvious. Would a righteous man such as he not do, heaven forbid, as he was commanded by Hashem? Right? Of course he's going to do it. So what's the purpose of the Pasuk? Just to give Aaron a little extra credit in the Torah, so when we read the Torah, we'll be very impressed, and Aaron will be very beloved to us. And he quotes this Siftei Chachamim, this commentary on Rashi, quotes another commentary on Rashi, the Mizrahi, who writes, similarly, the sages expounded in the Mechilta regarding the verse in Exodus, speak to Bnei Yisrael and have them turn back. They did just that. And in Parshat Acharei Mot, he did as Hashem commanded Moshe, and in Parshat Bo, the Bnei Yisrael went and did, and in Parshat Bahalotcha, you don't have this, just as Hashem had commanded Moshe. So many, many times in the Torah, we're told that either the Jewish people or Moshe or Aaron or someone did exactly as God has commanded, and the Pasuk, it's interesting that the Pasuk does not give us any information we not have known otherwise, because why would we assume that someone so righteous as Aaron would not do what God wanted him to do? So the Pasuk is just there, as we said, as Rashi said, to this is stated to tell their praise, lahagid shvachan, that they did not turn to the right or to the left. Okay? Pretty straightforward. Okay? However, it's not so straightforward. Nothing's ever so straightforward. Let's start with the... Excellent question. It's like suspicious. It's suspicious when you say something like this, it raises a suspicion. Okay, good. So let's see the Ramban. We'll see two very interesting approaches to this. One is the Ramban, Nachmanides, which you have on page one of the source sheet that I gave out.
Page one? Yeah. Ramban.
Okay. I sort of put a bracket and an arrow there. Vayas Aaron uvanav et kol hadivarim asher tziva Hashem biyad Moshe. Yeah, page one. That's it, right there. You have it.
Right
on the bottom. Aaron and his sons carried out all the matters that Hashem commanded through Moshe. So the Ramban says, well, this is, first of all, the editor says, right? Ordinarily, when the Torah relates that a command from God was fulfilled, it states that someone did as Hashem commanded Moshe. Why don't we have that? Meaning, we have Vayas Aaron uvanav et kol rim asher tziva Hashem biyad Moshe. So now we're already talking about a little bit of a different language, right? Instead of Vayas Aaron uvanav et kol hadavrim asher tziva Hashem.
Period.
Right? That the sons did, Aaron and his sons did all things that God commanded. Now we have that he commanded through Moshe. Where's Moshe come from?
He really commanded to them. He really commanded to Moshe to transfer it to them.
Right, but ultimately, who's the commander? Hashem is the commander. So what is the Biyad Moshe makes the Ramban suspicious. Something's going on here. Okay? It's not the fact that they did something, but the fact that he says he did it biyad Moshe, that's suspicious. Okay? So, Yomar b'chol makom kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Scripture states everywhere, as Hashem commanded, turn the page, on the bottom where the arrow is, as Hashem commanded Moses. Back of the page, as Hashem commanded Moses, page 2 on the bottom. Implying that the person did exactly as told. Aval, Bikan, Mipnesho sifu al hamitzvah lo amar kein. Here says the Ramban, something went wrong. Because Aaron's sons added to the command of God. We're going to get there in a second. Meaning the Torah could not have said, Vayas Aaron uvanav et kol hadrim asher tziva Hashem. Because they didn't. They did everything that God wanted, plus. And the plus got them in trouble. What happened to Aaron's sons?
They died.
They were killed. Right? So they did something they weren't supposed to do. So the Torah, it seems that the Ramban is saying the Torah is telling us here that this is a hint that they did something wrong, right?
But they haven't done it yet.
They haven't done it, right? Hold that thought. Good question. Excellent question. They haven't done it yet. The Netziv is going to get to that, right? Aval bekan mipneisho sifu ala mitzvah lo amar kein, because Aaron's sons added to the commandment of God, doing things that God did not command them as well. Scripture did not say this. Ki lo asu kasher tziva Hashem. For they did not do precisely as God commanded. Aval asu kol ha-divarim asher tziva Hashem. Ve'od nosaf alehem ma'she yomar be'esh zara asher lo tziva otam. Rather, they did all the things that God commanded, and in addition to them, they did what Scripture will surely state, they brought a strange fire before Hashem, an alien fire they had not commanded them. That's going to be in chapter 10. If you just quickly look at the beginning of chapter 10, page 592, verse 1, Vayikhu v'nei Aharon. Hold on, good question. Vayikhu v'nei Aharon Nadav v'Avihu ish machtato vayitnu vahen esh vayasimu alea ketoret vayakrivu lefnei Hashem esh zara asher lo tziva otam. Now, it's a good question what the esh zara is. That's for another discussion. It's a big, big debate as to exactly what the sin of Nadav and Avihu was. Not for now, but there was something wrong, because in the next pasuk, they're killed. Vateitzei eish lefnei Hashem, vatochal otam vayamutu lefnei Hashem. A fire came forth from before Hashem and consumed them, and they died before Hashem. So,
what a way to
comes the Ramban and says, if you want to know why it says Biyad Moshe, it's because the Torah could not have simply said Kasher Tziva Hashem, because they didn't. They added something. Now, Shula's question is, it hasn't happened yet. When you get there, because this is on the eighth day of the consecration of the Chanukah Mishkan.
Isn't it on the seventh?
On the seventh day, and on the eighth day, Nadav and Avihu do their thing. So
it was
another day. So Shula's question is a good question, but the Ramban does not. The Ramban is not bothered by it. In fact, if you look on footnote 100 on page 2. Explaining exactly why the Ramban is not upset or not bothered by Shula's question. Footnote number 100 on the bottom of the page. Although our verse is speaking about the seven inauguration days and the deviation from God's command took place on the eighth day, right, Shula? Baruch Shekivant, right? You asked the exact question that the Netziv asks and that other people's ask about how could the Ramban say this. Ramban apparently interprets our verse as referring to all that God commanded regarding the entire inauguration process, including all that the Kohanim were commanded to do on the eighth day as described in the coming passage. So there were things that the Kohanim had to do a day later, and Nadav and Avihu strayed from that, and so that's why the Ramban includes it in here. Although your question still stands as a good question. So, there is still a problem, though, with this, another problem with this interpretation of the Ramban. Why schlep Moshe into this? Right? Moshe didn't do anything wrong regarding what Nadav and Avihu did. Right? It sounds like Moshe's being implicated in the wrongdoing of Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu. It's unclear.
Maybe that's wrong, because they used Moses when it really came from him.
But they didn't use Moshe. They didn't say Moshe told us to do this. They do this on their own, and Moshe's not punished for this. It's strange.
Didn't do anything.
So what, the fact that it says that they did everything that God commanded them through Moshe, it makes it sound like Moshe was part of the involved in the Nadav and Avihu scandal, which he wasn't. So it's unclear exactly how the Ramban would answer that question, but this is what the Ramban says about this pasuk. Okay.
They have to justify their death for some reason.
Yes, the Mefarshim, the later commentaries, try to justify their death. They do, but they no one blames it. They don't blame it on Moshe. Okay. So this strange formulation, instead of saying Vayas Aron uvanavet kol hadivrim asher tziva Hashem, the addition of Biad Moshe raised the antennas of the Ramban, and this is his explanation. It also raised the antennas of the Nitziv, but for an entirely different reason. And that's on page 3. And this is actually pretty funny, the Nitziv.
You want more?
The Nitziv says as follows. Okay, here we go. Vayas Aron uvanav et kol hadivarim. Kvar dikdek haramban al ze halashon. So we know now, Shula, right, that the Nitziv read the same Ramban that we just read. Dibichol makom. In every place. Turn the page. Page 4. You see where the arrow is? Go to the top of that paragraph. Dibichol makom ketiv vayasu kasher tziva Hashem. Every place it's written that they did what God said.
Where is it? Before, above the arrow?
Yeah, on the top of the paragraph. Okay. Uma shekatuv haramban al ze mishum sho sifu al devar Hashem be'esh zara. And the Ramban's explanation, which we just read, that they added this strange fire, eino muvan, doesn't make sense. Shezeh haya b'shmini, v'lo b'zayin. Your question, Shula. You asked the same exact question as the Nitziv. That happened on the 8th day, not on the 7th day. V'lo b'shiva yimei ha-miluim, not on the 7 days of miluim. D'peirush zu ulai ha-ramban l'tamei shekatav l'halan, Perek Yud Shemikra de Azhara Ushimartem Kai Al Hashmini Aval Gamzet Dochak. Maybe the Ramban felt that when the people were warned about what to do in the terms of the Mishkan, it also meant on the 8th day, but says the Nitziv, that's a forced answer. So now the Nitziv asks his question. Ivra Ikar Kol Hadivarim Eino Muvan. He says, besides this, the whole entire Pasuk doesn't make sense. Sharei lo haya al aron uvanav lasot zulat achila v'yeshiva petach ohel moed. What did God tell them to do? Eat and sit.
Cook.
Not even cook. No, someone just doing the karbanot. Eat and sit. Zulat achila v'yeshiva petach ohel moed. Meaning, the pasuk says, I'll read it with a little bit of exaggeration. Vayasu Aaron uvanav et kol hadivarim asher tziva Hashem biyad Moshe. Aaron and his sons did all the things that God commanded through Moshe. What all? It's two things. Eat and sit. That's why we read the psukim. Eat here and sit. Don't leave. For that, they should get special recognition. I understand if it's a long list of mitzvot, cross the sea, leave Mitzrayim, put your total faith and trust in me. Okay, but what's the big deal? Meaning he's really asking on Rashi. Rashi says, remember, we read the Rashi, lahagid shvachan, to praise them, shelo hitu yaminu smol, that they didn't veer to the right or the left. Big deal. They had to do two things. This is not a big test of faith. What's going on here? So that's the Nitziv's problem. So the Nitziv has a different problem than the Ramban. You see a simple pasuk like this. We have Rashi. Right? It sounds simple, but then you have Rashi. Says it means one thing. The Ramban says it means something entirely different. And the Nitziv says they're both wrong.
You know, three Jews, four opinions, right?
They're both wrong. That's the simple pasuk. And the Nitziv is sort of entertaining. What's the, you know, it's like it sounds like today... You know, when your kids are in a soccer league, everyone gets a trophy.
Right.
Everyone wins. Yeah, the best team, right? Everyone wins. Everyone gets a. You did great. You're terrible, but you get a trophy.
Right.
So it's not that they did anything wrong, but they don't deserve a trophy.
Definitely they also don't deserve a death.
They didn't. The death is for something they did later. Oh, we know they did something wrong later, the next day. But here, they're getting accommodation for what? That's the Nitziv's question. Anyone want to take a stab at it?
What?
What's the answer?
We have to decide what to do. I thought the Nitziv is going to give.
You know what?
So that's going to be fun.
What would the world be like if, when someone asked the Nitziv the question, he said, "Do you want me to think of the answer?"
But he's not.
I don't know. Maybe you could be the. We don't know if we. You have the. You could be the next. You could be the next great.
What are you asking?
Torah comment.
What are you asking?
What's the big deal? Why are they getting such a big yashikoyach for sitting there and eating?
Because they did as they were told.
But what's the big? That's the point. So that for every single time. You do a simple thing, you get an accommodation?
It's not for that. It's for supervising the Akavat Korban.
But that's not what's going on in the Psukim.
This is the end of it.
Vayomer Moshe. So you're saying it's about everything. It's about everything. Okay, that's possible.
Probably more things.
Possible.
We need to leodeb otam. How do you say in English?
Leodeb? Encourage them.
To encourage them.
It's Aaron HaKohen. It's the Kohen Gadol. I mean,
presume. Kohen Gadol,
but Aaron is.
But they're not.
So this is that. If we look with hindsight, we know that at least two of the sons were not the most upstanding
citizens
because they did something wrong. We don't know what it was.
So
in retrospect, we can say that maybe they did. But the problem is God. We have no indication that God said to them, "Good job." This is the Torah telling us that they did a good job. We don't know if God gave them a pat on the back. We don't know if it helped them at all with their, you know, self-confidence and doing the avodah. If it did, if that was supposed to be the purpose, it failed miserably because the next day they go off the rails.
Right.
So the Nitziv asks this question, and he has a interesting answer. He says as follows.
Where is it?
We are on the bottom of the right column on page 4, where the arrow is, but on the bottom of the column. Okay? Ella. Perush Vayas. The Nativ wants to focus on the first word of the verse, which is Vayas. Aaron and his sons did. Right?
Vayasu.
In this text, it's Vayas. Because they're a gush, echad. They're one... group, okay? Vayas, it's a biblical Hebrew. Vayas et kol hadivarim.
Oh, no.
Kimo.
I don't think
so. Kimo, one second. Kimo she mitparesh besefer divarim, perek lamed bet pasuk mem vav, lishmor lasot et kol divrei, to be careful to do everything, shehu dikduk bidivarim, ulaha'amidam al mitkonotam. Kach haperush kan. She'asku b'torah ve'asu et kol hadivarim. What, according to the Tziv, based on other times, he bases on other times, this similar phraseology appears in the Torah. And he quotes Devarim Lamed Bet, and in the Harchev Davar, which is sort of an extension of his commentary, he makes the point as well that vayas sometimes means that they are engaged in clarifying the halacha regarding the matter.
That's what Aaron does.
Aaron and his sons were sitting there and they were engaged in clarifying the halachot, the halachic issues regarding this matter. Vayas, that's that, and then so then the Nitziv says that's all. It seems that what he's saying is that seems to be that's worthy of a of recognition that they're spending the time with each other, maybe explaining to other people, right? Making sure that everyone has the halachot right.
Maybe because it says Vayas Aaron asa, aval lo abanim.
That's it.
But it says Vayas Aaron uvanav. But it says Vayas Aharon uvanav. You have to read it. You have to read the whole pasuk. You can't just stop reading after the word Aharon. It says Vayas Aharon uvanav. I'm not an expert in Hebrew. I'm not an expert in Hebrew, nor am I an expert in biblical Hebrew. Biblical Hebrew. One second. Biblical Hebrew does not follow the same rules as modern Hebrew. So again, I'm not an expert in biblical Hebrew, but it seems to me that here is one of those occasions where the rules are not the same. Mm-hmm. So be that as it may, let's just make sure we understand the the Netziv. Hold on. Everyone wants to talk. Let me just clarify the Netziv, and then we'll take questions, okay? So the Netziv is saying that Vayas, in this case, and the Netziv here is at least being consistent, because he says this in other places too, that Vayas is dikduk. His language is dikduk bidvarim ulamidam al mitkonotam kacha perush kan shasku b'torah v'yasu et kol hadvarim, etc. They first clarified the matter, Vayas, they learned the Torah about it, and then they actually, one second, I see your question again, and then they actually did it. So I'll read you in the name of Rabbi Carmiel Cohen from Yeshivat Birkat Moshe in Male Adumim. He says as follows, Aaron uvanav lo rak yashvu petach ohel moed, vachlu basar v'lechem, Meshech Shivat Yemei Miluim. It's not that they just sat there for 7 days and ate barbecue. Ella Gamasku B'Torah. They were also studying Torah. Dahainu B'Parshat HaMiluim. They were studying all the rules of those days of the inauguration. Kiyum Hatzivui LaShevet Ulecho Humuvan Meilav. Fulfilling the commandment to sit and eat. That's Muvan Meilav. That's obvious. Ulam haTorah tziyena b'miuchad et ha'isuk b'Torah b'sof parshatenu. The Torah here highlights specifically the involvement in Torah in the pasuk. And he said, he notes that the Netziv does this elsewhere. And he says tafkidam shel haKohanim hu lahorot et bnei Yisrael hein et halacha shenemra leMoshe b'Sinai. V'hein et hachidushim shechidesh Moshe midato bezrat hakoach sheitan lo al-yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biyad Moshe. Now we have Vayas means they studied Torah. Et kol ha-divarim is after they studied and they clarified the rules. They did everything. Where does Moshe come in? Because there are two types of Torah, right? We have Torah shebichtav and Torah shebaalpeh. We have things which explicitly came down halacha le-Moshe mi-Sinai. Which are things that Moshe got directly from Hashem, and Moshe told everyone what to do. But then we know that halacha continues to develop, and new circumstances arise, and new questions come up, and new developments, and the halacha has to be clarified for those as too. That's biyad Moshe. Remember when Moshe first started his career, he was sitting there all day answering questions, and Yitro came to him and said, "You're going to burn out. You got to get some lieutenants to help you." So Moshe was engaged in answering all those halachic questions. Apparently, he would then tell those answers to Aaron and his sons, to the Kohanim, and they would spread it out. That's the Biyad Moshe. So they were engaged in studying Torah and in clarifying and in teaching and sending out to Bnei Yisrael, disseminating. Thank you. The additional words of Moshe. Okay. So Marilyn's been waiting first.
I was going to say that's where maybe the Moshe came in.
Excellent. Right. Excellent. Yes. So you also. So we're doing well today. Both Marilyn and Shula picked up on two points of the Netziv. Shula was concerned that these events took place a day later, with the Netziv says forced the Ramban into a weak answer. And Marilyn understood that the Biyad Moshe means other halachot that Moshe was involved in. Okay, so you see, we have this pasuk, which we would read, we would not pay any attention to it. So obvious, right? Rashi says it means they did what they were supposed to do. The Ramban says it actually means the opposite. They didn't do. They did what they were supposed to do, plus something else, which was sinful. And then the Tziv says, well, who cares if they did what they were supposed to do? It was so easy. It can't possibly mean that they did what they're supposed to do. So it means, yeah, they clarified and taught Torah and helped Moshe disseminate his rules as well, which is why where Moshe comes into the picture. Okay, any other questions?
No. What is meant by strange fire?
Pardon me?
What is meant by
strange fire? Oh, so like we said, that's highly debated. A lot of commentaries talk they talk about a lot of different things, what the source of the fire was, what the state that Nadav and Avihu were in when they brought the fire. So there's lots of debate as to what they did. It's certainly not clear from the text itself, right? Instead of waiting for the fire to come from Shamayim, from heaven, they brought their own fire. Lots of different explanations of what went wrong. Okay, everybody. Have a wonderful day. See you in Shul.